Coming up on 5 Minute News. Pelosi's visit to Taiwan heightens tensions with China. Inspectors board first ship carrying Ukrainian grain since Russian invasion. And Kansas voters reject amendment to abortion law in the state. It's Wednesday, August 3. I'm Cinta Templeton. US House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, meeting leaders in Taiwan despite warnings from China, said she is showing the US will not abandon their commitment to the self-governing island. Today, the world faces a choice between democracy and autocracy, she said in a short speech during a meeting with Taiwanese President Tsai Ing-wen. America's determination to preserve democracy here in Taiwan and around the world remains ironclad. In retaliation, China, which claims Taiwan as its territory and opposes any engagement by Taiwanese officials with foreign governments, has announced multiple military exercises around the island, including live fire. They are expected to be the largest aimed at Taiwan since 1995, when China fired missiles in a large-scale exercise to show its displeasure at a visit by then-Taiwanese President Lee Teng-wei to the US. Arthur Shinzeng Wang, a defence studies expert at Taiwan's Central Police University, said three of the areas infringe on Taiwanese waters, meaning they are within 12 nautical miles or 22 kilometres of shore. Using live fire in a country's territorial airspace or waters is risky, said Wang, adding that according to international rules of engagement, this can possibly be seen as an act of war. Facing deliberately heightened military threats, Taiwan will not back down, Taiwanese President Tsai said at her meeting with Pelosi. We will firmly uphold our nation's sovereignty and continue to hold the line of defence for democracy. Pelosi's trip has heightened US-China tensions more than visits by other members of Congress because of her high-level position as leader of the House of Representatives. She is the first Speaker of the House to visit Taiwan in 25 years. Her tour of Asia will end in Japan on Saturday. Inspectors on Wednesday boarded the first cargo ship to leave Ukraine since Russia invaded its neighbour after the vessel anchored off Istanbul. Russian, Ukrainian, Turkish and UN officials were to check if the grain shipment is in accordance with an agreement signed last month by Moscow and Kiev to unblock Ukraine's agricultural exports and ease the global food crisis. The Sierra Leone-flagged Rezoni, which the United Nations says is carrying more than 26,500 tonnes of corn, set sail Monday from Odessa on Ukraine's Black Sea coast. Its final destination is Lebanon. Around 20 inspectors, some wearing white helmets, headed out to the ship under rain in two boats, escorted by the Turkish Coast Guard, according to local media. The checks aim to ensure that incoming vessels are not carrying weapons and that outgoing ones are bearing only grain, fertilizer or related food items, not any other commodities. More ships from Ukraine are expected to set out in the coming days, raising hope that world food shortages can be alleviated. Some 27 vessels have been waiting in three Ukrainian ports with cargo and signed contracts ready to go, according to the UN. The UN brokered agreement last month to release the grain calls for the establishment of safe corridors through the mined waters outside Ukraine's ports. The holdup of shipments because of the war has worsened rising food prices worldwide and threatened hunger and political instability in developing nations. Kansas voters on Tuesday sent a resounding message about their desire to protect abortion rights, rejecting a ballot measure in a conservative state with deep ties to the anti-abortion movement that would have allowed the Republican-controlled legislature to tighten restrictions or ban the procedure outright. It was the first test of voter sentiment after the US Supreme Court's decision in June that overturned the constitutional right to abortion, providing an unexpected result with potential implications for the coming midterm elections. While it was just one state, the heavy turnout for an August primary that typically favours Republicans was a major victory for abortion rights advocates. The vote also provided a dash of hope for Democrats nationwide grasping for a game changer during an election year otherwise filled with dark omens for their prospects in November. This vote makes clear what we know. The majority of Americans agree that women should have access to abortion and should have the right to make their own healthcare decisions, President Joe Biden said. After calling on Congress to restore the protections of Roe in federal law, Biden added, "And the American people must continue to use their voices to protect the right of women's healthcare, including abortion." The Kansas vote also provided a warning to Republicans who had celebrated the Supreme Court ruling and were moving swiftly with abortion bans or near bans in nearly half the states. The referendum was closely watched as a barometer of liberal and moderate voters' anger over the Supreme Court's ruling scrapping the nationwide right to abortion.
You can subscribe to 5-Minute News on YouTube with your preferred podcast app. Ask your smart speaker or enable 5-Minute News as your Amazon Alexa flash briefing skill. Subscribe, rate, and review online at 5minute.news. 5-Minute News is an evergreen podcast covering politics, inequality, health, and climate, delivering independent, unbiased, and essential world news daily.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.